Let's begin. I want to go over with you a couple of yediyos relating to Machzis HaShekel from the Sefer Avnei Shoham. Harav Slamovitz. Yeshaya Slamovitz. Slamovitz. We used the Sefer a couple of times. A couple of just short little yediyos. First question is, do you make a bracha when you give the Machzis HaShekel? When you are
giving machzis a shekel today,
yes, it's midrabanan. We discussed this yesterday. It's a zecher. So, but giving machzis a shekel is definitely only a midrabanan. Now, I don't even know if it's in the category of a midrabanan or it's only a minog or a zecher. It's not together a mitzvah. And the biggest proof is you don't make a bracha. I mean, that's obvious. You never heard a person making a bracha when you give the machzis a shekel. Baruch atah Hashem kinei melechu masher kidoshon b'mitzvah al the sinas machzis a shekel. There's no such thing. And so my question really is, b'zman she'beis hamikdash hayakayam, when there was a beis hamikdash, and giving the mitzvah machzis a shekel was a din de'oraisa, the reason why you give a machzis a shekel is to participate in the korbanos. Every who comes to Chodesh Nisan, the Minat Torah, the korbanos must be offered from a new collection of money from Klal Yisrael, and everyone had to give the shkolim, starting giving the shkolim 1 month in advance in Chodesh Adar, Aleph Ba'adar Mashmim al Hashkolim. So the question is, b'zman she'beis hamikdash hayakayam, did they make a baracha when they gave the machzis a shekel to the gizbar? It's interesting, this must have been done for who knows how many years, and we have absolutely no record whatsoever if the people made a bracha. Again, b'zman hazeh, it's only a zecher ledavar. A zecher ledavar, we don't make a bracha, yeah.
Yeah, it occurred to me after yesterday's shiur that since we say it, before or during, say on Purim, then it would clearly be a support to the second
Yerushalmi
opinion that it's only the preemptive shkolim.
Right, the preemptive shkolim and right in Echanan. That's true. That's a very important point, and that has many nafkaminas. Why the minig is to give it Tainus Esther or on Purim Boba Yom. That's a very true and accurate point. But let's go back to Bizman Shabbos. Yeah.
What age are you?
We're going to discuss that. Primarily at the age of 20. Because since the entire thing was given lipikudim to count the people in Klal Yisrael, they were counted from the age of 20 and up. That's what it says in the pasuk. Ben Eshem Shon of Amala. In the Torah, there were three sets of machzis hashekel for the Adonim, for the Korbanos, and for being counted. Moshe wanted to count the people. There were three different collections of machzis hashekel. So we give three half dollars, $3.50. We give three. We'll discuss that a little bit later on. But since one of the countings the Torah mentioned was 20 years and up, so Mikra Adin, you only have to give machzis hashekel when you're above the age of 20. But we'll come back to that soon.
Can I ask one?
Yes, sure.
When people give it in the shul today, it's on the machshava that it's going to go to the shul.
Oh, who does the money go to? I'm going to come to talk about that also. I want to run through all these things. Okay, so let's go one more time. So let's go back to the original question that is man shabbes hamishaykam, did they make a bracha? Now this question touches upon many different areas of halacha. Do you make a bracha when you give tzedakah? When you give tzedakah, the Torah says you should give tzedakah. Ki lo yachnu levi anoson titin lo, ki basach tiftach hasyadcha, you should open up your hand, you should give tzedakah. So we all know that you make a bracha when you give tzedakah, because first of all, who says the ani is totally bedas achim? Who says the ani will want to accept? Right? How many times have you given a poor man money and he says, they come to the door and they collect? Happened to me more than once. You come to a person, comes to the door. So who says the Gabbai Tzedakah will accept? I want a much larger donation. That's not uncommon when a professional fundraiser solicits a donation and you tell him, I'll give you $18. And he says, no, that's not what I had in mind. That's not what we had in mind. We're not going to even take you seriously, that $18. We have much bigger hasagas, maybe $18,000. So we'll come back another time when you'll come to your senses. So is machs a shekel in that category where you don't make a, where you don't make a bracha, where you shouldn't make a bracha because it's giving tzedakah. That's absolutely not true, because the Torah says you have to give it to the Beis Hamikdash to purchase korbanos. It must be given. So l'chora you should make a bracha. So there are different. What?
And everyone has to give. You can't give.
Everyone has to give. Everyone has to give, and the Beis Hamikdash will definitely accept. So there's no question. The bracha should be given.
No, what I meant was your example of the guy collecting.
Yeah.
I mean, you will take 18,000. This guy 36,000. This guy whatever. Matzah shekel. Everyone gives a second.
Exactly the same amount. Right. But it's also it will definitely be accepted. So we can't apply the common svara. Why we don't make a bracha when we give tzedakah, we cannot apply that to the Beis Hamikdash. Exactly what you're saying, because since everyone gives a uniform amount, everyone gives exactly machzah shekel, and it's given to the Beis Hamikdash for the purpose of the korbanos, it must be given. So the svar would be, you should make a bracha. And indeed, there are opinions in the Rishonim that Bisman Shebeis Hamikdash Shayakayim, a bracha indeed was made. And in fact, you know, we find Beferish Seferish Mishnah that when the Kohen was mafrish the money from the Lishka, you give the machzah shekel. What do you do with the money? The money is delivered to the Beis Hamikdash, it's put in a special chamber. And then the Kohen enters the chamber and he draws money out of the chamber for the purpose of buying korbanos. And there was always a suspicion that the Kohen who takes the money out of the chamber should not pocket some of the money for himself. And that's why he wasn't allowed to wear tefillin. He shouldn't put the money in the tefillin. He wasn't allowed to have pockets on his clothing, have a hem on his clothing. And he also had to, and then the Gemara, and when he went inside the room, they had to be part of a conversation. They had to continuously talk to him, because he should not take money and put a coin in his mouth, hide money in his mouth. So the Gemara says, why does he have to do that? Why can't he just put water in his mouth? We should make him go in with water, and it will come out. He'll spit out the water. So this water in the mouth is known for the coin. So the Gemara says, no, he has to make a bracha. When before he takes the money out of the chamber, he must make bracha and make a bracha. So his mouth has to be clear, empty. So that's why until he makes the bracha. And after he makes the bracha, he must engage in conversation with the kohanim so that he has no time to put money in his mouth. So what do we learn from that? The kohen that's mafrish the money from the lishka, he himself makes the bracha. So perhaps the same way the kohen makes the bracha when he's mafrish the money, the individuals, the members of Klal Yisrael who donate money to the Beis Hamikdash should also make a bracha, because it's all part of the same process. That is one approach in the Rishonim. However, many disagree. I think it's more popular among the Rishonim who discuss this issue that you do not make a bracha. First of all, who says the money will get there? It's always a subject. The mitzvah is complete. The mitzvah is complete when the money is actually removed from the chamber. But it's a long time. You give the money way in advance, 30 days in advance. Maybe by that time the money will get lost or will get stolen.
Doesn't the Mishnah have one time he used to make sure his money was...
Yes, the Gemara makes mention of that story, but that the Gemara says it's not necessary, it's not correct. But this is a dilemma, and some say no, the bracha should not be made because the money might get lost. Now, another very popular reason why bracha should not be made is because you're not really giving Hashem anything of your own. This is a very popular song which appears in many, many mefarshim. Everything that you have belongs to Hashem. You're not really giving Hashem anything. Everything is a pasuk. I don't have the pasuk in front of me, but whatever you have, l'Hashem aritzim loa, it's Hashem's world. You're just a custodian. And when you give money to tzedakah, even you give money to the Beis Hamikdash for the purpose of giving korbanos, I'm not giving Hashem from my property. I'm giving Hashem from His property, so there's no need to make a bracha. Now, what's the problem with this approach? Why then do you make a bracha on pidyon haben? Why then do you make a bracha on hafrashas trumos u'maasros? You're giving Hashem. You're separating. You're giving away money for pidyon haben, 5 shkolim. You're giving away from your property to the Kohan Matnas Kahuna. So why in those cases is the halacha clear that you do make a bracha? The answer is because in those cases you are left with something else. You have accomplished something. The child now has been redeemed. So when you give five shkolim to the Kohen, it's true, the money you gave the Kohen is not your money. It's Hashem's money. I have not really given away anything of mine. But the result of me giving these five shkolim from my pocket to the pocket of the Kohen is that my child now is redeemed. He's no longer sacred. He's
you give the Aruch, you give your value, the whole thing of Aruch, Haray Allah, you don't make a bracha on that. Are you getting anything
on Erechin? L'chor not. On Erechin, do you make a bracha when you give to the base a donation of Erech? L'chor not. That's certainly not. Because
so why shouldn't you make a bracha on that? Look, that's my question.
That's voluntary. That's a voluntary thing that you don't have to do. That's a person who wants to give a donation. That's stock. That gets into the question of giving stock. There are many reasons. Let's put that aside. But the Machzor Shekel is more severe because the Torah says you must do this once a year. Once a year, you must give Machzor Shekel. The Svara, we would say you should make a bracha. We have its new Yisoid that you don't make a bracha when you give money, because when you're giving money, you're not really doing anything. The money belongs to Hashem. Oh, you'll challenge back, but we find that when you do make a bracha when you give money, for example, by Pidyon HaBen, you make a bracha when you mafresh Truma Semaisros. The answer is, in those examples, when you give money, you have accomplished something that until now was missing. Until now, the child was sacred. Now, by redeeming him, giving money, the child is chulun, the child has been redeemed. When you give Truma Maisra, until now, the food is tevel. You're not allowed to eat the food. By giving the money to the gift to the Kohen the Levi, now your food is misukun, you're allowed to eat. So the bracha you're making is not because you're giving money. It's because you are accomplishing something. You are transforming something which until now was forbidden from becoming permitted. Okay, that's one. Now is another variety. Okay, let's go to another example. Why you would not make a bracha? Because it says in the pasuk by Machzor Shekel, it says v'lo tiye bohem negef. One of the reasons why we give Machzor Shekel, one of the reasons why Machzor Shekel was collected was to count the Jewish people. And how do you count the Jewish people? You don't want to count them by person. You count them by giving an object in their place. And by counting the object, this is how we count. If we were to count a person by people, by their bodies, that would bring an Ayin Hara, that would bring a Negev. The Pasuk says, V'lo yihye Negev. So there will not be a Negev. So many Acharonim get into this very interesting, fascinating concept that you not make a bracha on something which is to protect you from harm. You only make a bracha when the thing that you're doing brings is a positive act. Not when the act is something you're doing to protect yourself from... excuse me. Not when the act is going to protect you from what would otherwise bring up. For example, do you make a bracha on Mayim Acharonim? Everyone knows you make a bracha when you wash Netilas Yadayim for bread. But do you make a bracha when the meal is over on Mayim Achron? We never heard so making a bracha on Mayim Achron. Why not? Chazal said you're supposed to do it. The answer is the primary reason why we make a bracha, we wash Mayim Achron, is to remove the melach stomas, salt. Salt which can bring harm, poison. It can bring it's dangerous. So when Chazal made a takan and told you must do something in order to protect yourself from harm, it's not positive. It's to prevent the negative that you do not make a bracha. Since include Machzor Shekel has many aspects. There are many aspects. You're giving it for the korbanos, and you're giving it for tzedakah, you're doing it for the shkolim of Purim. But part of what it says, beferish in the Torah, when you give Machzor Shekel, v'lo yihyeh negev. That's part of what it says in the Torah. By giving Machzor Shekel, it takes away from Klal Yisrael a negev. It's to prevent an evil. Preventing an evil, you do not make a bracha. So what are you going to ask me? A mezuzah. What, do you make a bracha when you put up a mezuzah? Absolutely. But a mezuzah protects you from harm. It protects the bias. So that's an easy answer. That's not the primary. The mezuzah is for the purpose of being bracha. You should be reminded of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not primarily for harm, protect from harm. It's primarily for bracha. But let me give you a really good question, which all the mefarshim struggle very much with. Building a maikah. There's a halach, if you have a roof, you mechuyev to build a fence around your roof, that a person should not fall off the fence, not fall off your platform. People have this in Nogi Halacha L'maisa. If you have a landing, a steps, you have a couple of steps, three, four steps, and you have a landing in front of your front door, you have to have a fence. If that landing goes off at a certain dimension, it's 6 feet by 6 feet, and it goes off onto the side, according to HaTorah, you might be mechuyev to make a mica to make sure there's some type of fence, a person should not fall off. Do you make a bracha when you put up a mica on your roof? No, absolutely not. There's no makor anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch and Halacha that you make a bracha. So why? So the question there is, you do make a bracha. Believe it or not, Shulchan Aruch says you do make a bracha when you put it in a mica. So if you make a bracha, but the only reason why you put it in the mic, the pasuk explicitly says v'lo sasim dam v'desecha, that there should not be blood. Someone should not fall off the roof and harm themselves. So it's explicit in the pasuk that you, when you do something to prevent yourself from harm, you do make a bracha. So this opens up the question again: why by my machronim do you not make a bracha? Why when you give machsa shekel pasuk, although it says v'lo yeh b'chem negef, will not be a negef by giving coins instead of counting your bodies? Why don't you make a bracha? So one of the very popular answers is that there's a difference between preventing harm from yourself and preventing harm to others. Machzis a shekel, the pasuk says, you, by giving a shekel, you're not going to bring harm to yourself. V'lo yeh bohem negef. By mayim achronim, the melach stom is to prevent harm to yourself. When you build the mica, that's a new yisod in the mica. The building of the mica is not so much for yourself. We assume a person who owns the bias, he knows where his dangers are. He knows how to maneuver around his own property. It's primarily built to protect others, unsuspecting guests who come into your home and may accidentally fall off a cliff. So the mica is not for you. It's to protect someone else. When you are the chiluk, so when you're making a something to protect someone else, then indeed you do make a bracha. That's what we take out of this site. Again, the question is, do you make a bracha of machsa shekel? Chiluk edeos? Some say yeah. Some say no. One of the svaras to say no is because v'lo yeh bohem negev, it says it explicitly in the pasuk, and then something which is a negative, you make a bracha like my machronim, and don't ask a kasha for mica, because mica there, it's to protect someone else. So let's go to another question. You make a shechiyanu, this man shadeis, hamil shayakayam, let's assume maybe you gave. Do you also make a shechianu when you give the machzis ha-shekel? Assuming you would make a bracha. Well, let's see if you don't make a bracha. But it's something which comes from time to time. Time to time. Anything which comes from time to time, it's a once a year mitzvah, would you make a shechianu? So this is a big machlokes achronim. Would you make a shechianu? And it touches upon the core of when exactly do you make a bircha shechianu. Do you make a shechianu by bedikas chametz? No, why not? But you do it once a year. Do you make a bracha when you say Sfira So'imer? No, why? It's once a year. Why don't you make a bracha? This is a very big question. So why don't you make a bracha? So someone is saying that built into Shechiyanu, you have to have simcha. You have to, and that's one approach, you have to have joy, or you have to get something out of it. Do you get something out of Sfira So'imer? Counting the Omer, Bezmanu says you get nothing out of it. Do you get joy? Not necessarily, maybe yeah, maybe not. That's another issue. You need joy. But the primary thing you need to qualify for a shechianu is a to'eles. You get nothing out of Sri Asaiva Bisman Hazeh. Do you get anything out of Bir Chametz, destroying Chametz? No. What do you get? You get nothing out of it. Do you get anything out of giving the Machsa Shekel? Well, that's a question. You're participating in the Kurbanos. You're having a portion of the korbanos. Is that enough to qualify a spiritual type of participation? Okay, so it's a question. So I just want to leave that. It's a tough question, and this is something which has to be discussed in the context of when exactly, what exactly you need to make a shechianu, because shechianu is a very complicated bracha. And it's not really clear. You can study from many, many angles, and there are many articles on shechianu to try to really analyze what qualifies for a shechianu. There are contradictions, but this is part of the equation. Would you make a shechianu on the mitzvah of giving machzis ha-shekel b'zman shebeis ha-mikdash ho-yekayim? And for that matter, you know, when it comes to b'zman hazeh, it's a zecher ba'alma. We don't do it as a mitzvah, but we do it as a zecher, as a memory. So, okay, very good. We're not going to make a bracha. asher kedushan b'mitzvah sona machsa shekel. But maybe if it's totally in simcha, maybe we should make a shachianu. The shachianu is not necessarily dependent on making a bracha on a mitzvah. It's once a year. We commemorate the fact that we once upon a time gave a shkolim, and we were saved because of the shkolim, and it's a custom. So you make a shachianu on customs, things which come around from, we live to this time, we commemorate the custom. It's a very big issue. It's not so soon so matter.
It's a tax.
What?
Make a bracha, I'm paying it.
You don't look at it as a tax. You look at it as a zechus.
So,
I have a, yeah.
Is there any of saying I'm putting on a new shirt to make a shekel?
No, you don't. No, you don't. That you don't find. You find that by a birthday. Birthdays. You find that by a lot of things. I've never seen that anywhere when it comes to putting on a new shirt.
Whatever it is to put on.
A new garment before you give the machsa shekel so you can make a bracha. No, ad kdei kach. No one says. No, it's not accepted. It's something to think about. Okay, another very interesting question. Another interesting issue that when you give the machsa shekel, let's say you can't afford. Let's say the machsa shekel is $1.50, right? That's what we accept in America. You give $3.50. We'll discuss the Rambam holds that it's the half of what's common, the common silver coin in your generation, your country. It's not a din in the shkolm of the Torah. The takon of machsa shekel, the drashas, how to derive this, it's the shekel hayoytze. Because let me just give you some background. Even during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no machsis shekel. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his generation, it was just a shekel. It was just a shekel. So when the Torah says give machsis shekel, it means give a half. The Torah wants you to give half of what was current. What was current? Moshe had a shekel. Shekel was 20 gerah. Okay, whatever a gerah was. So you give 10 gerah. They didn't actually give a coin that was a machsis shekel. They gave machsis. So in every generation, you should give something which accomplishes the heregish of a machsis. So if in the United States, there's something called a silver dollar, and then there's a silver half dollar, so you give a silver half dollar. You don't give silver, so you give a machsis. You give half a coin, that is sufficient. That is sufficient. So the question is, let's say a person can't afford. I can't afford, I don't have $1.50. I just don't have $1.50. Am I allowed to give? I'll give it in installments. I'll have an installment plan. I'll give today 30 cents, and I'll give next week 70 cents, and then in 3 months I'll give the other 50 cents. So the answer, all the Paiskim say no such thing. There's no such thing as an installment plan when it comes to Machsa Shekel. He'osher lo yarve hadal lo yamit. Part of the lo yamit means you don't give less than the minimum amount. There's no such thing as installment plans. Like they have cars, right? Advertising all over the place that bad credit is okay. Don't worry. There's installment plans and no money up front. No such thing. You got to give the $1.50 in one shot. Period. Okay, next issue. Where do you give the money to? Big Shiloh. Who gets the money? Bizman hazeh. It's only a minuk. So some say it should go to the Beis HaKnesses, not to Aniyim. Why? Because what did the money go for originally? It went for Korbanos. So there's not necessarily the Migdash Ma'at. The Migdash Ma'at is the Beis HaKnesses. So to pay for the electricity in the Beis HaKnesses, that's Hakpada. The money should go Bidavka to the Beis HaKnesses to pay for the upkeep of the shul like it went in the time of Zimban Shabbat HaNesha Yekayim. Other parts can disagree. It should go to Aniyim. The Gabbai collects the Machsa Shekel, it's only Zech Be'almut, should go to poor people, or to poor Talmidei Chachamim. Others, this is a shocking thing, others say it goes to the Baal Koreh. Would you believe this?
Yeah.
He's not here today, Mayevsky. Bidavka to the Shatz. The Shatz, the Megillah, the one who lanes the Megillah, that's who that was at Takan. He gets a why, I have no idea, I don't know why. Could he also Zuhilul, I don't know why, what the alumnus for that is. There was a Hakpada, such a thing, a Hakpada to give it.
Shekel was against Haman.
So
this guy's reading this.
The Megillah. All right, it's a very difficult halacha. Now, I never heard of this until I actually saw this inside. I used to lay in a certain place. So he used to ask me to make plates for Matanas Levyonim and for Machsa Shekel. And then the Gabbai always demanded, there was like an old time Gabbai, always demanded that I should make a plate, Mos Megillah. And I looked at him, what in the world are you talking about? Megillah Geld. Mos Megillah Geld. I said, what are you talking about? they don't pay here, the Baal Kor here doesn't get paid one penny. So who's this? No, you just put most of the shul gets the money. You put out a plate called Mos and Megillah. So like he told me this, the Al-Tahim, how they used to do this in the olden days. I never took him seriously, but it's Takas brought down. They used to talk of such a thing.
Did you get any money?
What?
Did you get any money?
For what?
From the Mos Megillah that was put in the Baal Kor.
No, they never, no, they didn't get it. No. So the truth is, it really comes from this. That's really the Mos HaMegillah comes from this, that the Machsa Shekel used to go originally to the Baal Kor. And then when they took it away from the Baal Kor, they gave the Machsa Shekel to... No, we're talking about after, not the Beis HaMikdash, talking about the Minig Bezman Hazeh, after the Chum Beis HaMikdash. So it used to be that the money of the Megillah, the money of the Machsa Shekel went to the Baal Kor. And then they decide, wow, $1 million comes in, so much money, such a big oilam, it's not going to overpay the Baal Kor. We're not going to give them the money, we're going to give the money to the Anim, to the poor people who need the money. But they took away from the Baal Kor, so as a compensation prize, they made a new thing called Mos HaMegillah. It became a compensation for what used to be, that's where it comes from. It became a compensation for taking away from the Machsa Shekel that used to go to the Baal Kor. So we give the Machsa Shekel now to the Anim, and the Baal Kor, we have a new thing called the Mos HaMegillah. And Bezman HaZeh, you don't see that. Come on, I've never seen a shul, they put out a plate anymore.
Yeah?
Mos HaMegillah, who gets the Mos HaMegillah?
Who knows?
The shul gets it. They don't give it to Baal Kor.
Could be, but I'm just saying that.
Okay, whatever.
There's always a plate Megillah Gelt.
I never saw that. Different shuls. I've been around. Okay, now let's come to... Now, then there's another minig, which really is a very beautiful minig. And that really, really sheds light on the Yerushalmi, and everything really comes back to this. The money goes for Kimcha de Pischa. It doesn't just stand go for poor people. It goes to buy things for Aniyim for Pesach. Pesach needs for the poor people. Why Dafka came with the Pesach? When did the Purim story happen? It happened on Lil Pesach. Vayava Mordechai, he made it clear that there's not going to be any time that Esther said there's not going to be any Seder. There's no Seder. When was Haman hung? On Pesach, the first day Pesach. The second day Pesach. Second day, Sudas Esther. Second day Pesach. Third day. It happened on Pesach. The whole story about Chatzi Alayla, was Lel Pesach, the Seder. The whole Purim story happened on Pesach. The Mela, since the Yerushalmi says the reason why we give Machsa Shekel is Zman Hazeh, it's we no longer Beis HaMikdash. So why are we giving Machsa Shekel is Zman Hazeh? We learned this yesterday. It was because our Shkolim preempted the Shkolim of Haman. The Mela, so when we give the Machsa Shekel, what should we go for? It should go to commemorate the miracle. Yeah. When did the miracle happen? Happened on Pesach. It should go bedavka for Kimcha de Pischa. Beautiful minhag. That is what many poskim say is the ikar. So have a whole smorgasbord. Does it go to the shul? That's a very stark time. The shul is mamish bisman shemes mishkan. It goes to the korbanos. Does it go to the Baal Kor? Does it go to the anim? Does it go to Kimcha de Pischa? All different mahalchim of where the money goes from. Okay, let's jump to some other very quick things. Okay, let's the women give Machsa Shekel. Excellent question. So if you learned like the Bavli, it's because of the Zecha for the Beis HaMikdash, L'chor not. Women do not participate in the cost of the Korbanos. Why not? It says the prayers about the Ish. And another reason why women do not give for Korbanos, it's a mitzvah say Shazman Groma, all accounts. Korbanos, Zman Groma. Every Korban is a Zman Groma. And giving the Machsa Shekel is only once a year. So Noshim are potter. Mimela, Noshim do not have to give Machsa Shekel. But if you learn like the Yerushalayim Bezman HaZeh, we don't give Machsa Shekel primarily for Korbanos. We give it because of the Medrash that our Shkolim preempted the Shkolim of Haman. Afhein hayu ba'isahanes. So women would be mechuyif to give machzeh sashek. What? And children. Afhein hayu ba'isahanes. So what about if you want to learn children? So children, if you learn because of a korbana, so the pasuk there says 20 years and above, you would not have to give. But the Mishnah says that once you start giving for children, you should not stop. You should not stop. Now what? Now this is touched upon one other very interesting issue that since the noshim, they, if you learn it's for giving korbanos, our noshim is man. Hazem Uchuyev to Davin Musaf on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh. Are they Mechuyev to Davin? They definitely are. The Rabban Paskin is Noshma Chayev to Davin. The Chayev to Davin, because Tfil Rachamein Inu, and everyone needs Rachamim. But Noshim don't have to give Machsa Shekel, because Korbanos is Zman Groma. And Musaf, Musaf is not Zman Groma. Musaf is not Rachame. Musaf, Tfilas Musaf is a supplement. The Rachame is Shachris, it's Mincha Marev. Tfilas Musaf is not primarily Rachame. It's Kurbanois. It's Kurbanois. Noshim don't have to give Machsa Shekel the Namuchuv. In Nechnan, many Paiskim say that Noshim do not have to daven musaf. Noshim are exempt from davening musaf because musaf is zman groma, and noshim are exempt. They don't even participate in the cost of the korbanos. They don't have to give machzah shekel. Now, there's another very interesting halacha about musaf, and are you allowed to be mitztarif for minyan of mechale Shabbos for a minyan? Right, so we have a general rule, we're very lean in this generation. Of course, you don't ask questions. You need a minion, you go and you can take a minion, you want to daven a minion, so just have 10 Jews in the room, no matter what, to say Kaddish, daven, you have 10 people in the room, it's good enough, you can daven. And they'll answer Amen, they'll listen Shmei Koine, even if they're Mechale Shabbos, as long as they're not Mechale Shabbos Lachachis. There's a halacha, and Moshe brings this down, that for Musaf, you have to have Shomer Shabbos. Not everyone knows how the scary halacha that you want to have a minion for Musaf on Shabbos, Yom Tov, or Rosh Chodesh, and you need a minion, 10 people, for Musaf, you need to have Shomer Shabbos. Why? Because Musaf is part of the Machsa Shekel, and the only Mekabel Machsa Shekel from Shomer Shabbos. You don't take that halacha, they will not Mekabel money for the Korbanos from people that are not Shomer Shabbos. You're not a Shomer Shabbos, you can't give Machsa Shekel for Korbanos, so Meila, since Musaf is only Din Korban, it's not a Din of Rachamei, you gotta be a Shomer Shabbos. Yeah, Rosh Chodesh too. It's a very chiddush. Not everyone agrees to this chiddush. I think Rav Moshe brings down the halacha. You need Shomer Shabbos. Now, there's one major exception to the rule, and that is the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Because the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, although you do indeed mention in the Musaf the Korbanos, but Ruba the Ruba, the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah is Rachane. So the Mele of Moshe says it comes out of every Chumrah that the whole year round, an Isha doesn't have to think about davening Musaf. But Rosh Hashanah, Rachamei the Mechuyif to daven Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, because that's Iker. And exactly, that's another cool. Rav Moshe says that you can count for a minion on Rosh Hashanah Musaf on Machal Shabbos. As long as it's not Lahachis. And it's all an outgrowth of Machsa Shekel, because Musaf is Machsa Shekel, but it's only when it's pure Kabbalah, we're not now something else. Okay, can you do very quick, one of the very quick things, can you give, what kind of coins do you give? Can you give a check for Machsa Shekel? Give $1.50 for Machsa Shekel. It's a very big shayla. If you can do that, can you give a credit card? Not so partial. You have to give a Machsis, whatever goes out of the Medina. Not so simple. The minig is, what do they do in shuls? They put in the shuls, they have mach shekel, and you buy them. I buy them, I give $1.50, I give $1.50, and I acquire, they're my coins now, and now I give it. And now I give it as tzedakah. Now, you should know there are some shuls, it used to be that not everyone, Baruch Hashem, live in an affluent society, but it used to be that people were very poor, they didn't even have $1.50, they couldn't even afford $1.50. So the minig was, you can buy it for less. You give a dime. This used to be the minhag. You give a dime, and even if you don't give a dime, he gives you for free. Go to the bima. On the bima, there's machsa shekel. They're yours. They're yours. Take it. We give it to you as a gift, and then you give it. You should give something to acquire it. You can give you can give 10 cents. It becomes yours. But even if you're very poor, you don't even have money. So that was the minhag of the shuls. They put on the table. My people didn't have money. Mamash, they're poor people. So they had on the bima machsa shekel. And it's the tenai of the tzibur that anyone who wants can have it as a gift. Oh, I now have. Someone gave me a gift, $1.50, three machsa shekel, and you give it back. Let's say you live in a country where they don't have half coins. Okay, that's what's happening in America soon. We think we're going to have coins. How much longer are we going to have coins? Soon it's going to be a plastic society. It's not even going to be that. It's just going to be your DNA will automatically define your net worth. What? No, it has to be, the Rambam says it has to be a shekel hayotze. It's in current. It's in circulation. So what do you do? What do you do if you live in a country where they don't have halves? Everything is complete. There's complete coins. There's no such thing as a half. So that's what it says in the Medrash. They did by the time of Moshe. They cut it in half. But we don't pass. So what do you do? So it's a very big problem. So this discussed at great length by the Acharonim, and they say, well, you choose, you give the smallest coin. In other words, you give a penny. Let's say there will be no such thing as a half dollar in America. Let's say Luyutsu. There's no such thing as a half dollar. There's dollars, and there's whatever there is. There's no half. So you give the smallest coin, you give a dime, you give a quarter, you give a coin that is a fraction. Who says machzis means half? Machzis means like miksa shvachai defanav. What does that mean? It means half? No, miksa shvachai means a mashahu, just a fraction. Or the next best thing is, if you can't do that, is that two people together give one coin. Okay, two people together with one coin.
You're here for you and your wife.
Exactly. Well, right, exactly. So that's also a fulfillment of machzis. Or you give value, because the truth is, in time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no machzis. What do they give? They give value, 10 gera. A shekel was 20 gera. So what do they give? So Taka, there's a measure that says they took the coins, they cut it. They cut it in half. Like the pill cutters, they put it into a machine, they cut it in half, they gave half a coin. That's one measure. It's not so posh, that's what they did. Or they gave value. This 20 geras, I'll give 10 geras. So this manazef, a dollar is a, so you give the equivalent of 50 cents. That's another halach. Okay, with that we will stop.